Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hello, up and down the Cusco. I'm Grady Deaton. You're in Coffee at KYUK, or you're listening to, I should say, Coffee at KYUK. I don't have my coffee cup in my hand. I left it on the desk just outside the door, so I'm a little bit at a loss. But I've got some important stuff to discuss real quick. Warning, danger, Swiss cheese. The Bethel Search and Rescue River Report for yesterday notes that another late, drawn-out freeze-up is occurring along the Kuskokwim River during a time when people used to be busy everywhere out on the ice managing and setting nets. Bethel Search and Rescue has been monitoring the ice at the hospital landing here in Bethel every day since November 9th. At that time, the ice thickness in that area was 3 inches thick. In the days since, with cool but not cold weather, they have observed the ice slowly growing to 5.5 inches. Today, a small Bethel Search and Rescue team checked ice conditions from the hospital landing to the lower end of Bethel Island, and what they observed was very concerning. While the ice is generally okay to walk on, where there is no snow cover or a light, even coating of snow, they found that wherever there is a snowdrift, even very small ones, there is very little or no ice underneath. Ice picks go straight through the insulating snow into deep open water. Close observation showed that the river ice is pocketed, with countless holes and thin areas of all sizes hidden under these seemingly harmless little snowdrifts. With this information, Bethel Search and Rescue recommends no motorized vehicles on the ice in front of Bethel at this time. Anyone walking out to Monoc or set a net should be very careful. Stay away from the snowdrifts and have an ice pick out in front of you checking the ice. This is the first report of the season, and Bethel Search and Rescue understands that people are anxious to get out on the river and start their winter activities, but it looks like we all have to be patient and wait for more cold weather. Be safe, and thank you. Thank you, Bethel Search and Rescue, for that timely notice. And I'm going to cut away for a second. Here's Buddy Tabor with Thin Ice, appropriate for the time.
You know, the last thing they told me was, Billy, the ice is too thin. But I wouldn't listen, and just like a fool I fell in. And I can see the lights of my village burn bright in my mind. But I've disobeyed nature, and now it's come my time. Late in October, I decided to go for a trip. Alone, I did walk, except my dog at my heels, she did nip. And I was out hunting rabbits when I crossed this frozen old slough. But the ice was too thin, and Lord, I did fall through. The water was shallow, I climbed out soaked to the bone. Laughing and shaking, I quickly started for home. But 2 miles is a long way when you're wet and it's 20 below. And I'd better start walking, 'cause I've got a long ways to go. You know, the last thing they told me was, Billy, the ice is too thin. But I wouldn't listen, and just like a fool I fell in. And I can see the lights of my village burn bright in my mind. But I've disobeyed nature and now it's come my time. My blue jeans are frozen, dear Jesus, please save my soul. A fool on thin ice, God in heaven, now I'm so cold. And that faithful old dog, she stayed till the very end. And when sleep overtook me, I heard her howl in the wind. You know, the last thing they told me was, Billy, the ice is too thin.
So thin ice, folks, thin ice. And, you know, it's so important that we get the message out. Let's make sure that all of our listeners who need it translated can hear it too. Julia stepped in so that we can do that. Let's let them know.
Goyana greedy, mam tril mi iort ganch tut iort nik ma gleri ganch tuk. Yvrila rat hospital amuntariaram nunik unani quig mi ganch tut dali man quatuar vinlegen xtiaren mam tutani lugo 5 to 6 inches. Ganik tachtang kakan lukanik takik hilling ran. Atchiku tait lagnilu ku tama ku tagnaqnilu kikuigmun atrarasqumafkunaaki atkhalriitlu ayaqulgirlainerlu kiyufrirlainerlu ku tiungat pisqluku tama ku qaniktsakhat atchiku tait lagnilu ku quyana.
So it's unfortunate that you got to wait a little bit longer before we can go out and set those nets, but as soon as it's safe, you'll hear it from us, because we're going to be paying attention to Bethel Search and Rescue reports and communicating it to you. If you'd like to communicate to us and be a citizen subsistence reporter, talk about river conditions and the like, you can do so. You know what? Let me just jump on. Let's just see. Oh, I'm going to see randomly if this caller. Oh, no, there was a caller coming in. I was going to jump on there. I'm not going to do that. All right. This is the story, folks. It's dangerous on the river. Be careful with those Swiss cheese ice. And don't forget to be awesome to each other. That's my story. I'm sticking to it. Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious, coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org or call 543-3131 today.